after he left, I'm like, this is heavy. Like, people just, like, that's his son, and then how he feels, and it's like his, it's heavy. Like, I mean, how do I let it out? Like, the only way that I can physically really let it out genuinely is crying.
Right. Right, right.
Like, but then sometimes I can't even cry because it don't come out. Like, I want to force it out because I'm absorbing this.
So, like, now you're moving right now, but you're moving past the absorbing, though. You are.
Let's try this.
Yeah. I'm shaking here. 3
deep breaths.
And I can't stop.
3 breaths. 3 breaths. As you take deep breaths, right? Feel that energy moving through you, out, down your legs, out through your feet. Okay? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Relax.
My legs are shaking.
Okay, yeah. Feel the energy coming.
For questions, comments, and to show your support, visit us on the web at afroempath.com.
I don't know what to do. What can I do? That's just happening at work. And okay. It's really scary. All
right, the question is, people are pulling from Annette's solar plexus at work. What does she do? Now, your solar plexus is also connected to your heart chakra, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is actually they are using your compassion against you. Does that make sense?
Yo, but it's so... Yeah, it makes sense. But yes. It's like, I'm literally just like answering a question. I had this little boy, this white boy that was like 12, I think, right?
Yes.
And he came in with like his guitar like case, like he was in class. And he just started talking to me and I felt like somebody was punching me in my freaking stomach. And I was like, and then I felt like I had to use the bathroom and I'm like over here trying to talk to him and I'm feeling the pull and I'm like, yo, what is going on? Who, like, I looked at him like, who are you? The heck are you?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You were concerned about him and his well-being and just concerned overall, right? Just empathetic, correct?
Not really. He was very intelligent. He seemed very like together. Like he didn't even need anybody's help.
Okay.
Like, but
I'm saying though, my thing is like, if you're
when I first saw him, yeah, yes. I was like, where's your parents? Yeah.
You were concerned about him, correct?
Yeah, when I first saw him, I was like, where's your mom? But then
okay,
I realized
so
he
that,
was
the,
old
what
enough.
I'm saying
yeah.
is when you are concerned about somebody, you care about somebody, right? To whatever degree you do that, right? Your aura then goes out to them. Does that make sense?
Oh wow!
Especially us, okay. we're generator aura types, right?
Yeah, so we can't even
so
control
our aura is well, we can control it. Our aura is enveloping, right?
Yeah.
So we envelop people with our aura, right? And our concern, right? A little boy walks in with no parents, right? Automatically, your empathy goes out. Now, so what you have to do is you have to learn to love out of principles and not through the giving of emotions. Does that make sense?
Okay, and it's happening with my boss too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You care about your boss, and it might not be on a certain level like you actually care about him or her. But the thing is, you care because you feel as if they had the power to control your life based upon them firing or you or whatever or cutting your pay. That still gives them energy. Does that make sense?
It does. Okay, so I know the root of it.
You have to cut off the energy given to them. Through concern, right? And then from that you'll see that there's nothing drained from you because there's nothing given to them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
It's not something that they're going to do. It's something you're going to have to do in your own inner emotional body is meditate through it and detach and release the energetic cords that they have over you, right?
Yeah, I had to like it was too much. It was happening so much that like I had to like figure out why it was this area and then I searched it. And I saw it with my solar plexus that was being like pretty much drained and like my spleen area too. Like
yes.
I felt it.
Correct. Absolutely.
And I was like, damn.
So what you can do is, you know, you can do the 3D breath and just be right. We can do it now, right? Do 3D breaths, right? And as you're doing it, be mindful of just imagine those people and imagine your empathy coming back to you from them, right? So imagine that little boy, right? Imagine your boss. Imagine whoever took energy from you and imagine the energy coming back to you. Right, and releasing your attachment and your care to them and letting them go and letting God take care of them as well. Right?
Okay.
In the same way you rest in Christ and God, they can find the same respite on their own without your energy, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So just breathe that in, hold it, feel that fight, and then let that energy go. And feel the energy returning to you.
You good, mama. Don't let them take, because they're feeding. You know what I'm saying? They're feeding off of you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Good. A little better?
Yeah, I needed to understand it, like, logically, like, what is it? Because I know spiritually I could feel it.
Yes, exactly. And it's your aura. You have to learn how to take your aura from being so big, extra, you know, and then bringing it back in. You can still going to be big, but it's going to be a big beacon within you and not outside of you. Does that see the difference?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Like when you said when we were on the retreat, you're like, my aura is able to expand here because I don't feel anybody trying to suck for me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or I just.
Yeah, and I haven't put it back in. I had it out still, so they've been pulling.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
I can feel it.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you got it. You got it. You got to have it in, and then you need to have it channeled. What it's supposed to do is make yourself a beacon of light for God's kingdom, right? For people to come to you and submit to God's will and to God's truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they want to find the peace that you have.
Yeah, and people do come and. Yeah,
that's it. Just don't let them drain you. Just, you know, realize that it's like if you have a fountain that or a pool or a pond that is of eternal life. You want to help them. You want to help them find that, so you don't have to keep bringing them buckets of water from your cup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There you
exactly.
go. Show them the way. Don't give them yours along the way.
I know. Yeah. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
I was really like. It came to me last night. I was like, God, what is going on? And then I even like put my chakra stones on, and I put it, the citrine one that I have on my solar plexus, and I felt like it helping. I was like, oh gosh, it really is. This is what they're sucking from.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all right. So I just had to like just change that emotion of it and just know that everything's gonna be good and not worry. Yeah,
absolutely. It's gonna take a little work, you know. But yeah, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Thank you. Because the area that I'm working in now, it's a lot more people. So, like animals are coming into the store, and I'm like, you know, they're super friendly little kids. So it's like a lot of energy transferring going on, and I'm like, I haven't been in that energy like type of place in a while. So I'm like, oh God, everybody's just taking from my energy right now. This is a lot.
Just recenter yourself and understand that those people in your life are not going to bring you any peace, and you're not going to bring them any peace by giving your aura, right? The only way is through God and Christ, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and there's nothing that you can do or say that's going to lead them on that journey. They have to go through a process of knowledge, action, pain, introspection, and wisdom, correct?
Correct.
There you go. That's it.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
So this is gonna be like our little place for the podcast and
correct.
Stuff.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, there's gonna be multiple people up in her. It's gonna be a little empath party.
Hey, nice.
Girl, and don't forget to take your spiritual bath. Listen, I took mine for the first time in a while, and it was everything. Just renew yourself, girl.
Yep.
Renew yourself.
Oh I'm taking one tonight.
Do your self-care, your everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll bring you back.
Definitely. Cause I've been so tired too. So like I realized, yeah, like I was reading my Bible more today and just getting time with God and just kind of like getting myself back to my energy, like my balanced energy. But ooh, I was tired. But I needed it. I needed to rest. And I'm like, yeah, I was actually thinking of taking that spiritual bath once a week just to kind of.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm around a lot of craziness. And,
girl,
they come around me on purpose. Like, it sounds strange to say it, but like, don't you feel like when people could feel your energy, they really come around you and say a whole bunch of nonsense?
I hear you now. I get you, but let's not focus on that because, I'm trying to say, if you even talk about them too much, it gives them energy. Does that make sense?
You're right. Okay,
there you go.
That's what I'm trying to.
There you go. Don't.
Because that's holding on to them energetically. You're giving them.
That's
power,
exactly it. That's exactly it. Let's realize that the power comes from within, right? And take it back through meditation and mindfulness.
Yeah.
Because then you're not severing that cord when you're speaking them into existence in your life. You know what I mean? And holding on to the feelings and the frustration of it all.
Correct. Exactly. Right? Where thought goes, energy flows. Right.
You're right.
There you go. So, folks,
thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
You got this, girl.
Well, I'm gonna leave you guys. My class starts in 5 minutes. I gotta get online.
I know I gotta get back in here too. My lunch is almost over. But yeah, girl, we gonna recap. We will. Mm-hmm. We'll link up. I think what we're doing. I don't know. I think eventually we're gonna reach out to a couple of girls that are interested in going. That just need like a little bit of motivational, you know, boost in terms of what it was for us. Yeah. In the retreat. So, but later, you know, not anytime soon, but we'll get to do that here soon. Just give them some love, let them know, you know, it's safe. It's okay. Just trust your intuition and come on this journey.
We can move forward with this shit. We can help, you know, ourselves even more, which helps everybody else around us. So.
Yep. And know you're not going to be alone and lose yourself out there in the fucking, you know, the current of,
you know, not let that overtake you, kill you spiritually.
Bingo,
you
know exactly. Yeah. So
that's what they want. That's the mission.
Yeah, exactly. It's letting your spark, your soul.
That's the mission statement.
Yep.
It is deep. Like sometimes you're helping other people, you know, randomly. Like I had another customer that he took a job, and
what do you do exactly? Cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he came in to get his phone bill, like, checked, and he starts talking about his son that died. This Italian man, real cool, down to earth. What happened? He's like, and I said, how old was he? You know, sorry for your loss. Well, he was 26. He's like, he died on Percocets. He died to get the Percocets after having a back surgery. Mm-hmm. Like, what? He's like, yeah, you gotta get into that. And he was trying to get him to rehab. And he got into rehab, he got him out, and you know, he overdosed. He's just talking about it, and I'm looking at his eye, and I saw like it looked like a little piece of glitter. I was like, boy, your eye like shining, like, I don't know. Right? He's talking, whatever. He was so passionate about, like, he's still mourning his son, like it happened yesterday. And he was telling me, like,
could you feel that? Did you feel what he was feeling?
I felt like the reason why he was there, it was because I needed to tell him something. Because he told me it's the second time he's come. And there's a pattern, like I'm aware of patterns. Like,
right.
There's a pattern, like this guy came in and my employee was there. But today, that day that he came, I was alone. Mm-hmm. So that day, it was just me, him, and then his girlfriend that was there. I was able, whatever came out of my mouth, was God, but it was like,
but it needed to flow and come out in that moment with him.
So without an audience either. Mm. Because when you have an audience, sometimes it like the energy doesn't flow the same way.
Yeah, you get to think about how you're being perceived.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah,
and
the ego is saying, wait a minute.
It looks a certain way. Yeah.
You want to sound a certain way.
So we were talking, and then it's crazy because I just started, you know, the Exorcist, the show, and you were talking about it. I was listening to your podcast, like, oh, I wanted to see that show. So I started watching it that day.
Yes, thank you. I was hoping people would watch it. That shit, tell me that show about that shit.
So freaking good.
So good.
It's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. It's so good.
So good.
It really makes you see things like.
I can send it to you. Yeah.
So then I'm watching that, and the customer came in my post, you know, whatever, because it was really slow. And then I'm like, talking to him, and he's like telling me, I said, you know, I think you're like, you know, how was your son? He was telling me how he spoke to him. And he just started going on and on and on about things. And he was telling me how his son, towards the end of his life, it was like he caught him talking to somebody, like, leave me alone, like, I'm tired. Mm. And I was like, hey, that was a demon.
Right.
And then he was like, yeah, you know, there was also, like, the day before he died, he was like, he saw a shadow in his eye. I said, oh, my God, sir. Mm-mm. I know you don't want to hear this, but he was definitely demonically, like, influenced or possessed. And I think maybe you need to, like, do, like, go to rehab centers and talk to the people and, like, share your story with your son. Mm-hmm. Because you're already always trying to prevent, like, you're sharing the story, you're mourning. Maybe by you sharing it, you'll prevent other people from going through what you've been going through.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know where that came from. Because I was like, why am I going to give this man his advice? But he was just so passionate about stopping the kids from using drugs.
You could feel that. His soul was like talking through that too. And like your purpose matched with his purpose in terms of wanting to help heal those who, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm like, I feel like the trembling here.
Right, but like that, it's recognizing your soul in someone else. Right? Kind of like, and I had that same fucking thing happen too. With the boy that survived that stabbing. I ran into him on the mats.
What?
And I seen him. I seen the only living dude. That shit went viral, bro. I have to send you that.
Wow.
But like I stopped him and I saw him and I was like, I can't even think of his name right now. Fuck. And I like went to like shake his hand and tell him like, thank you. And he was like, look, I'm no hero kind of thing. And then I like kind of went forward and then like I gave him a hug. And he was so down to earth. And he was just like, you know, it's what anybody should have done. It's what I had to do. And like walking away, like leaving him, I felt so at peace. And I was like, and that just resonated with me because I truly fucking believe in that shit. Like you die for what you believe in. You're so passionate about that shit that you will go to the depths of the earth to make sure that shit fucking happens. You know?
Absolutely.
And I can't do it in these systems like this. This shit's slowly killing me. You know, I can't, I gotta do it for self, one, and then, yeah, everything else will just flow and everybody else will resonate from that and feel that. So I don't have to go through the trauma of having to convince and help and go off my own journey to help everybody see their life. They'll see it when they're supposed to. They'll see it when I see it within me.
Yes.
Along the way. And that might take time.
Your journey is
that
also
might,
an example.
Yeah, that might take time. It might not be, anytime soon, right? Like,
that's
why shit might not happen at all.
That's why
we
record these podcasts as fucking breadcrumbs for people.
Yes.
Okay, we record them as breadcrumbs so we can let it go, right? And release the energy weight of it ourselves and know that we have left a breadcrumb for people to follow to heal themselves in the process. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
And people are.
Absolutely.
Literally, people
absolutely.
Are. People are connecting.
You're looking proof of it right now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Listen, or just like you know, with Chantel has reached people, Marcus, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
has in their own way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's so
everybody
beautiful.
Has in their own way.
Because
Len shit touch like
absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
All the people are talking about great. I was like, damn, this is like, is this me? This is my level. Why?
Yeah, right. I went through that too. Like, doing this comparison shit. That was ego again, like why do we even have to fucking compare? We made it to this space for a reason. We're fucking here experiencing this shit and hearing it. It's experience. And then, so just, there's purpose in that. There's great. Louis showed me that. There's greatness in that. Steph, you are the fucking gift. And I'm like, how can I be a gift when I don't even, that's the fucking gift that we don't even see ourselves as part
yeah,
of it.
No,
that's fucking part of it.
I don't, like, just that story I shared, it was because it was like after he left, I'm like, this is heavy. Like, people just, like, that's his son, and then how he feels, and it's like his, it's heavy. Like, I mean, how do I let it out? Like, the only way that I can physically really let it out genuinely is crying.
Right. Right.
Like, but then sometimes I can't even cry because it don't come out. Like, I want to force it out because I'm absorbing this.
Mm-hmm.
So like now,
but you're moving
right now,
but you're moving
there.
But you're moving past the absorbing though. You are.
Let's try this.
Yeah. I'm shaking here.
3 deep breaths.
And I can't stop.
Three deep breaths. As you take deep breaths, right? Feel that energy moving through you, out down your legs, out through your feet. Okay? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Relax.
My legs are shaking.
Okay, yeah. Feel the energy coming down through your legs, out through your feet. Use your nose. Breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. Full breath.
I think it might be the CBD.
It's okay, just relax, you're good. Allowing you to let go.
I'm more control, just let it flow.
Let it go. Cry through it.
I want to cry.
Do it. We got
no ill girl, yes,
it's
that,
not
it helps, man.
Okay. Deep breath, don't focus on the crying, focus on the healing.
Very CBD.
Okay, okay. Okay, take the Holy Spirit. Take the Holy Spirit. Breathe in through your nose, Holy Spirit. Breathe in through your nose. You're good. You're in God's hands.
I'm so tired.
I know. Breathe it in. Through your nose, Spirit. Through your nose. Deep breath. Come on. Be brave. Let God in. There you go. God has you. You're good.
Okay. It's so intense.
I understand. Deep breath. Breathe through it, my dear. Breathe in a new spirit. Breathe in a new life, right? You don't have to live like this anymore. New life. Come on. You're okay. Surrender, sweetheart. You're okay. It's okay.
So tired. Everybody's always taking. It's so heavy.
All love, we know. We deal with it. We understand it.
I'm so ready.
You won't stay like this.
Yep, we got you. Well, you're okay. You're good.
It's just been so much crap.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, we understand. Yeah. That's why we're here. This is what this is for, right?
This is what it's about, girl. Exactly. Yes.
Exactly. This is what it's about, yo.
Getting through this shit.
Got you. That was your old life, my dear. That was your old life, right?
Yeah.
This is your new life. Let it go.
Yeah, you needed this, Annette. You needed to feel this to break past this point.
That's the same way. That's the same reason
Like 2-3 weeks ago, I broke down.
But even at the airport, you were feeling good. You wouldn't break down.
I felt like it was a reminder of lack of control.
Yes.
And that is equated to my controlling of trying to because part of me taking on other people's pain is me trying to also control their outcome. And what happens to them. I'm also trying to make sure that they're good and they're healed and they're loved while neglecting myself.
Exactly.
I'm neglecting self while I'm doing this, and I can't keep fucking doing this anymore. Can't keep doing this to myself.
It's just like, but people keep coming to me. And
they will.
And they will. I didn't know that. I was like, I'm supposed to talk to people that have people dying and sick with cancer and desperate, and I'm only here supposed to talk to them, and it's like, this is heavy. And then the people that I feel led to talk to, they attack me for telling them the truth. So it's like, damn, I'm just trying to be real with you because you need it.
And it makes you feel like you can't fit in anywhere on either side. No, but that's why this is existing. That's why we're... Because we fucking get it.
Yep.
We fucking get it.
I get it.
I'm fucking tired too, man. Listen. It is draining on your soul.
Exactly.
On so many levels.
Who,
it is.
Who heals the healers?
That's it.
Exactly.
That's true. That's
it's so fucking real.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
If you or anyone you know would be interested in spiritual life coaching, email afroempath@gmail.com or visit us on the web at afroempath.com for more information.